We still were having to fight the kamikaze. You know, during that period, during those 2 months, we actually had two aircraft carriers that took terrible damage. The Frank one was the first one, and it lost probably maybe 300 people, in the attack of the kamikazes. But they didn't sink it, and they were able to get it back. I think they took it back to Pearl Harbor. And then later on, a month or so later, one of our sister carriers that was really close to us in the formation, when our division came back off of a mission, it was burning, and the black smoke was rolling, and the flight deck was really listing, looked almost like it might capsize. And so we ended up then, they had to fight fire on that one for 3 days, because they'd almost get the fires out, and then it would get into some ammunition, start cooking off, and then it would get into some gasoline or fuel. And so they had a terrible time. And there again, they had a lot of, kind of quite similar to the Franklin in far as the injuries are concerned. Well, then, after 3 days after they got the fires out, well, then I was chosen along with two other pilots to be transported. You know, they have a destroyer ship come up off reasonably close, and then you transport you across from the carrier by the ship's kind of a seat they set in, and they run you across on with pulleys on a rope. And so they transported us over there and took us over to this burning, what had been a burning carrier. And so we went took us aboard that, and the terrible damage had been the last half of the ship. They still, the front elevator, which you could bring planes up from the hangar deck, was still workable, and the catapults that you can catapult planes off, you know, the front part of the deck, those were both workable. So even though the deck was really slanting a lot, they were able to catapult us off safely, and we brought those back. But again, they had terrible losses in that one. So then we started then back to Okinawa and the progression of working our way, you know, up toward the Japanese Big Islands.
And I was kind of, we can, you know, over the evening we've heard the story of the war from sort of the early middle sections all the way to the end. Some of your final missions were actually to fly low cover over the surrender ceremony in Tokyo Bay.
That's right.
And then followed by some other very unique missions to look and map for Allied POW camps on the Japanese mainland.
That's true.
Could you talk a little bit about sort of how your feelings and the emotions that you were having on those very unique days?
Yes, we had gone, you know, through a situation, you know, where they'd been talking peace talks. That was after, you know, that we had invaded Okinawa, and we flew cover and so forth through Okinawa, and we even supported ground troops and things through all of that, and worked over the island of Kyushu a lot, and with airfields and so forth, and just progressively worked our way up around Tokyo. And we had been really active around Tokyo on the main island of Honshu, and it ended up then that finally why they started, we heard rumors of them talking peace, and finally why then they told us that they had a specially marked plane that they were going to fly then and take the Japanese emissaries
to
Okinawa to talk peace talks, and that we should not shoot it down.
I'll remember.
And so after that kind of talk with them, we still were hitting airfields and stuff, and the Japanese still had some airborne aircraft, which didn't. So then after the peace talks, talking that way, well, then one day while we were headed for one of the airfields west of Tokyo, which we'd probably hit 2-3 times before, and we just got almost there, and over the radio, then they notified us to turn back over the ocean and jettison our armament, whether it was bombs or rockets, because ceasefire had been called. We were elated. We did just exactly that. We got rid of everything, and then everybody just exploded. We split up and started doing emblems and loops and act crazy. You know, wonder we didn't run into each other. So that was a really fun time for us. And then getting to your question, we got to do something that's a fun thing for aviators. They gave us orders then to fly low level over the housetops and treetops of most of the big cities of Honshu and chart prisoner of war camps. And what they did, they give us packets. And, well, before I had been asked to do message drops on other ships.
Okay, right.
Well, what you do, they give you a container and you fly low level over it, and you open the hatch and you tip your wing and you toss it out on the deck. Well, that's what we were supposed to do there, but they did it a little differently. They gave us packets all right, but when we tossed them out, they opened up into a little parachute and floated it down. And so it ended up that I guess the ship's people had put our squadron number, VF-83, on it, because the next day we found one right in the middle of Tokyo. And we ended up then going back the next day to kind of check on them the next day, and they had written on, they were supposed to write a PW on the roof. And then these people, they had written VF-83 and then question marks, you know. Well, we went back and news. And so went back to the ship and told them, said, well, those people don't know what's going on. And so they ended up then making up leaflets, and we dropped those telling them that the ceasefire had come and that they would be freed expeditiously, you know. And so that was a real fun thing to do. We really enjoyed doing that. And so then, of course, we still had to continue to patrol Japan because they'd been given orders not to fly anything. I think there were at least 2 Japanese planes shot down during that time where they didn't behave and do what they were told. But then it came then to near the time of signing the armistice, and we didn't know where it was going to happen, you know, at that point until just a day or so before. But our squadron then and our division, then the day before the signing, we were chose to fly cover over MacArthur's occupational landing at Atsugi Air Base. And so we were a part of that final thing. At one time, I thought by my memory, I thought that we flew cover for the actual signing in Tokyo Bay on the reserve battleship, but I got to checking my logbook, and we didn't fly that day, and I think I know why. The Essex was loading passengers. We loaded 1,000 passengers from other ships, people that had been over there, say, for a year. And so, And then of course, being who we were going to leave the next day, well, I don't think they flew any of our aircraft. There's so many other ships and planes and stuff that could do that duty. So the next day then, with the passenger aboard, they lifted anchor and we headed for Puget Sound off of Seattle, and the air base there. When they got close, well, then they flew the planes off to the air base, and then they docked the big ship in Puget Sound.
What an incredible experience.